listening to the Lifted Life Podcast. We created the show to help you live a lifted life.
Hey there, everyone, and welcome back. It's episode 40 of the Lifted Life Podcast, which is super exciting. Such a cool accomplishment.
Our fans are so excited.
Can't Thank hear you. Them. Keep it down.
There's a flock of birds that are super stoked about this one.
They're just nestled into the chimney. Anyway, today we are here to talk a little bit about meditation. We thought it was time to... I can't even with these birds.
So if you're listening thinking, whoa, episode 4, you were talking about that already. You are correct.
Right. And the truth is, even Timsy across the table from me said, whoa, episode 4, we already talked about meditation. Well, a lot has changed because we are changing, growing, evolving humans. And so, of course, a lot has changed. Hopefully, a lot has changed for you. If you do want to go back and listen to episode 4, who knows what I said, but listen to episode 4D for what I'm doing now. And let's just clarify, neither Tim nor myself are meditation instructors. Rather, we are human beings that attempt to meditate on a semi-regular basis, especially regular for you, Mr. Timsy.
Well, it's funny, when you were bringing this topic up, I kind of had some resistance towards it.
A little bit. I felt it.
For the reason you said, I don't feel qualified to teach it. But then, as I kind of thought it through, the only thing I am qualified to do is share my experience. Right. And I can do that. I can explain what I do.
And that's what I asked you to do.
And if someone else finds value from it, they're welcome to go seek ways to learn it. So I'm releasing my resistance towards talking about this.
Good. Thank you. And I could also have resistance if I wanted to, because I'm not super dedicated quite like you. I use it when I have headaches, when I lay down and I just need to relax. I have a way to get into that state that feels really nice. And then I also tend to incorporate a lot of mindfulness, which is a type of meditation that is easy to incorporate into daily tasks. So whether it's making dinner or being with the kids, I do this practice where I try to clear away thoughts, stories, past, future, and just be as present as possible and to soak in as much of that present moment as possible. And that's not something that requires you to find a dark, quiet room. Not that all meditation does anyway, but I just wanted to kind of touch on that because it's not always what we think of when we automatically imagine someone twisted into a pretzel saying om. That's not necessarily...
I feel like that's starting to shift, or maybe the circles I run in.
But yeah.
I agree. When I first heard the concept meditation, that's the thought I have, is what you stated. But I think that's starting to shift. I don't think people so much think that anymore.
Right. And there's just so many benefits to it. It's a stress-reducing technique that helps you to be overall so much happier and healthier that if we're not talking about this regularly, then we're doing you a disservice. That's how I see it. So if we can revisit this topic again and again and share where we are on our journey, I think it would be useful. You can let us know if I'm wrong, but I convinced Tim that I was right about it. So here we are.
Well, I think you're right. What you said is true, but I think there's also stuff that happens in your brain underneath that you don't realize is happening. I think you're unlocking other pathways or creating pathways. I think there's lots of parallels to that you're actually doing.
So that reminds me of my experience today, because I did meditate for 30 minutes today, and it is unfortunately because I have been in the midst of this grueling migraine that won't quite go away, and now I'm in the middle of maybe what I think is more of a rebound migraine because I had taken too much migraine medicine, and it's a really vicious cycle, but I am committed to trying new things, and just recently really shifted to a new diet, basically considered myself to be hitting rock bottom after several days of headaches. And it takes rock bottom in order to make a change sometimes. So any sort of connective, addictive yumminess to sugar has kind of dissolved as I've realized that shifting my diet could potentially bring about a lot more better days. So anyway, I was laying there in a meditative state, and I was doing a phased meditation that I think we talked about in our last podcast about meditation. And during my pre-paving, which is one of the phases that we both partake in, I was doing my best to envision myself without headaches and migraines.
Yep.
It was really hard.
Really?
Yeah. So what's that mean? Psychoanalyze that.
Well, I mean, the purpose of pre-paving is to go in the future. So maybe I back up and explain what the four phases are. The first is stillness, or just being present. So you lay there quietly and be present in yourself and just let your thoughts flow, which is kind of contradictory towards other meditations. A lot of them talk about clearing your mind and going to nothing. But then in Prime Light, which is Jesse Elder's meditation, the first one is just stillness and being present. The second phase is active appreciation, where you go to your past selves and your past things, and you appreciate things that you've accomplished or achieved. I guess it could be people too, but generally it's stuff you've done. And then the third phase is pre-paving, which you're going into the future and you're trying to connect to future things that you want to do. So that's where when you said you couldn't think of it, I would say you were still in the past.
Creative visioning. Like, that's what I imagine my future self. And I just imagine her like healthy, happy, mm-hmm. vibrant, enjoying life with her kids and her family and her work and her creativity. And
So you're saying you couldn't imagine it, or you just didn't believe it? I guess that's where...
I don't know. I mean, it's just something I need to practice mm-hmm. more. Yeah. As I've confessed, it's not something I'm not good at, laying mm-hmm. still, sitting still. And yet that might be just the ticket of exactly the thing that I need to be doing. And as I've admittedly hit rock bottom with the migraines, I'm actually mid-migraine right now. It's not like the worst of it. If it were, I wouldn't be able to do this, but it's just this constant headache that's extended and been very tricky. Anyway, as I've experienced that, I've realized, yeah, it's totally worth it to lay down and get into that space from a meditation rather than having to lay for hours and hours with a migraine. Like, which one do you choose? One that's joy filled and connective and invigorating, or do you want to have to do it as this medicine or this icky? And it's such an icky feeling when I do get that, because the kids know I'm down for the count and they get down and they want me to feel better. And it's just a mess. And so if it's almost like an ounce of prevention is a pound better than a pound of care or something. Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's a saying. I don't know what it is, but
I think I said it wrong. You can tweet me. Just kidding. I don't even tweet. You can tweet us, but we don't go there very often.
You can meme us.
Make a meme out of
post a meme.
My existence. So anyway, so yeah, that's a tricky thing. I was creatively visualizing. That's mm-hmm. kind of the word I like to use for pre-paving. Creative visualization, the self that I know that I am. So the self that I long to be, that I am being in some capacity.
Don't let this freak you out just yet.
Okay.
But usually pre-paving is connecting to your future self that already exists, that's experiencing these things. But that makes it sound like you're connecting to someone, or that person doesn't exist when I say it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not true, because there's infinite possibility. So it does exist. I think you're just not connecting to that person.
Yeah, and I was looking to connect with her, and I was having a hard time. Like, it wasn't just like, oh, there you are, girl. Hey, girl, what's up?
Yeah.
Instead, it's like, no, girl, you gotta show up again here in a little bit. We gotta try this again.
In my experience, so the fourth phase is receiving. So the third phase, you're kind of pre-paving what you want to experience, what you want to bring into your reality. And then the fourth phase is the receiving phase. I think he calls it the cosmic Google. Where you connect to cosmic Google and you get the download.
I was going to say, downloads is the word I like, because it's just this opening up and being like, hey, what you got? Give it to me.
Because what he's saying is that the how is not really up to you. You're supposed to adjust your vibration, your frequency of what you want. The universe responds and gives you the match to that. So the how really isn't up to you. It's more about what I want, how I want to feel, what I want, and then you receive that.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, from my experience, it's not always black and white. You're not going to sit down in one meditation and get the results immediately.
What?
Yeah. Sorry.
Kidding.
And what's funny is you're saying you couldn't see it. I wouldn't be surprised if you don't wake up tomorrow and you're like, oh, you know what? After I slept, I thought of this, 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 and this. Because that's usually how it works. Like,
mm-hmm.
you kind of set it up. You he calls it pretending or pre-paving your, you're pretending to your future. You're tending to your future and pre and before it happens. So he kind of has a play on words with that. So you're setting yourself up for it. So I won't be surprised tomorrow when you wake up and say, oh, I didn't think of this.
I appreciate your optimism.
That's what I'm here for. also won't be surprised if it takes a week or two.
Individual results may vary. It reminds me too of this idea that for whatever reason, even though it's not an identity I want to have, it's very mixed up with my identity right now. Oh, Sylvia, I get headaches. Oh, that gives me a headache. This gives me a headache. Headaches, headaches, headaches. I'm more, I'm sensitive to them. I'm susceptible to them. And even though that's not what I want to be true, that's the reality that I've been experiencing. And so I was just having a hard time untangling myself from that belief. It's a big part of my identity, not that I want it to be. And I think that when we've talked about anxiety or even depression on the podcast, it can be that way too. We say, I am depressed. I am anxious. And it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I have these symptoms. I've experienced it. That doesn't mean you are, because I am is the most powerful two words in the human language. So when you say, I am depressed, you're literally saying, so guess what I've been saying? I am headache prone and I am. Yeah. So I know that it's a big part of shifting the way I think. And yet some people get mad and say, you're blaming the patient, or and instead I am the patient. I am the one who says, I am open to creative possibilities for healing. I am open to healing to come to me through any which way. And I'm obviously always saying things like, what is this here to teach me? And who do I need to become to move past this and things like that? But for now, my head just hurts.
Yeah, so tricky, because we've talked offline quite a bit about this new concept of this group I'm in, and they're talking about you have many selves. We always talk about ourselves as one, but you're actually comprised of many different identities inside you. And generally, we kind of sum up into one and say this is who we are. But really, you're multiple things in this theory, which I happen to really like. And I think from that point of view, they would say there's a version of you that's depressed. They wouldn't say you're not depressed, just on the level of all of yourselves.
Or there's a version of you that's experiencing symptoms of depression. There's a version of you that's experiencing symptoms of anxiety, yeah, or symptoms of a headache.
You are not depressed.
You are not a headache.
There are versions of you that have experienced that feeling, but you are not. You right. are not that. You're bigger than that. You're more than that.
Right.
And I would say the same falls for you about your headaches.
What's really weird hearing you say you're bigger than that, I have to share one other weird thing that happened during this meditation.
Yeah.
I felt really, really big. Not like, oh, I'm so fat. Not like that.
Yeah.
Like my body just felt really, really expansive. Like I was the size of like a Thanksgiving Day balloon.
Yeah. I think our last podcast, I kind of went on some tangent about that. And I think that fits into the same theory that there are multiple versions of you. If you believe in the multiverse and different realities, there's multiple versions of you. And the true you is connected to all those. So whenever what you're saying to me is you're experiencing connecting back to your actual self.
How about this too, right?
This got really weird in a hurry.
It did get weird. Multiverse is weird. Whenever you say things like that, everyone's like, ooh, he's the weirdy.
Too much Spider-Man.
I thought she was the weirdy, but he's the total weirdy. I just read, because I'm kind of studying the work of this neurologist who has a website called The Migraine Miracle, and he's essentially promoting, sharing how he healed not only his patients, but his own migraines through low carb, no sugar, ancestral diet type things. And those are all things you can find out from his website. It's not like I stole, you know, gave his secrets away, but you definitely look into him if you want. But he was sharing in one of the things that I did pay for extra information, this one little line that I'll share, was just basically pain is just a construct of the brain. So it was really trippy. Like,
yeah, it's just a signal to get your attention.
Yeah. But it's not, it was almost like pain isn't real. It's just a construct of the brain. But real is a really tricky word.
Yeah. You could go down that rabbit hole for all day. I mean, I think traditionally pain is just to get your attention. Like, hey, you put your hand on the stove, get it off here, you're going to damage your body. Right. I mean, that's how your body's saying, protect me, but I don't know where a migraine comes in.
That's what he says, super complex.
Unless it's saying, don't eat this.
Right. I mean,
you're talking about diet, so maybe it's saying, don't eat this, but.
I know. I'm not.
I'm not a neurologist.
No, that's a whole nother bag of potatoes. Don't eat those, too high in carbs. Just kidding. Actually, did you know that boiled potatoes that are cooled have prebiotic fibers in them? So it's good for your gut health, unless you're on a low carb diet because you're trying to get rid of your headaches. Anyway, I'm open to something I've never done is like hypnotherapy. I would love some hypnotherapy if it works. So if you're like, hey, I'm a hypnotherapist and I think I could help you, you should totally reach out to me directly. info@liftednaturals.com. But anyway, back to meditation. Let's share a little bit about what you've been doing for your meditation schedule, because I know it's changed a little, and then we'll wrap this puppy up.
So originally I did transcendental meditation, or TM, and then I came across the prime light meditation, which I described earlier. And for a while I was splitting them. So I would do TM in the morning and then prime light at night. But then I got into doing all this other stuff with journaling, focus wheels, vision webs, and certain all this other stuff, doing a walk. And it got to be too much. Like I couldn't fit it all in my day. And I wanted to do it all every day. So I ended up dropping the TM and just doing, because TM, they require it twice a day. Or they say you should do it twice a day. So I just ended up dropping it and doing just prime light in the morning. And I did couple deep breathing with the prime light, which I'm sure he probably talks about that somewhere in his stuff, but that's technically not part of the prime light meditation. So I do 10 minutes of deep breathing, and then I start my meditation. I do a walk every morning, which I never considered that meditation, but you were kind of talking about being still. Doing just your normal task or even mundane task. And I think walking, I try to, and that's annoying, to be as present as possible and be in the now, which is kind of what parts of the meditation are. So I guess that would be a form of meditation.
Definitely. But you don't do your afternoon / evening one anymore.
I don't.
It's probably mostly just because of us, your family. It's hard to, it's the witching hours. Evening is tricky. Even though the kids are getting older and it's not quite as hard during that time as it used to be, evening is tricky because everybody's hungry and then there's dinner and sometimes there's practice and sometimes there's
so much going on.
And so
I get a lot of value out of the journaling. And so I was willing to trade that for a TM session at the time. And then it just ended up, I really liked the balance that I had of the two. Because the journaling kind of works together with the meditation, because a lot of the stuff that I journal about, and I like the focus wheels and the vision web, even what I'm free journaling, is kind of what I'm bringing into meditation. It's usually either my pre-paving or my appreciations. So they kind of work together, kind of pre-prime the meditation.
Cool.
That's typically how it works.
So what about if you have like a slump, like a meditation slump, where you just feel like you're just going through the motions because every day you do it? Or do you just feel like there's always value to be found in it?
For me personally, there's always value. Just even just being still, like even if you don't do all these things and just be still, like close your eyes, lay down and be quiet. And that's part of the prime light, is they really recommend not to move at all, which I know that's hard for people.
The reasoning, I think, if I recall correctly, was that just being still drops your brainwave down.
Yeah, I can't remember all the different.
And we couldn't in episode 4 either, just so you know.
There's, I think of the 4 phases, there's 4 different brainwave patterns. And the argument is that if you move, your body naturally won't go, I think in a delta is the last one, or maybe it's gamma, I don't know. It won't go into that last one because your motorial functions are going and the brain just doesn't shut down because you're moving your arms and stuff. Even if you like scratch your face, like it's enough that it won't go there.
Yeah.
So they really recommend not to move.
Yeah. I found that just stillness.
But yeah.
But if you can couple that with being the watcher of your thoughts in any capacity,
there's
creative visioneering.
Yeah, there's a tremendous advantage. Even if you don't do all these things and you just want to start with just sitting for 5 minutes,
yeah,
you'll get some advantage.
And I can't remember if I mentioned it, but there's some people that say, don't lay down to meditate, you'll fall asleep. Well, I don't, you don't.
I did in the beginning.
Yeah.
A lot of people report that. And a lot of the answers that I get back is because you're tired. Your body needs sleep. So I think I started going to bed a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess my main thought, though, is find what works for you. You can walk, you can mm-hmm. sit, you can stand, just to be clear. And starting with a low number is probably a good idea. So I think this was good to give another revisit. I'm sure, like I said, we'll give it another revisit. Maybe I'll get a little better about doing it regularly as part of my stress reduction for my new creatively visualized self that is vibrant and has immense well-being and isn't dealing with these headaches.
And there's tons of meditations out there. So
guided.
Yeah.
Other types of phased. The phased one you explained, like you said, is from your mentor, Jesse Elder, who has the Prime Light meditation. But there are other phased versions about out there. So I do not have my phone with me to share a review. I know, bummer. This is what you get when you get migraine, Sylvia. Our daughter's mm-hmm. birthday is tomorrow, and I'm doing everything I can to make sure she still has a great birthday. So this week's episode is brought to you by her. thanks so much for tuning in. Hopefully you found some value. Let us know over on Instagram, Lifted Naturals, and or leave us a rating and review on iTunes because that helps more people find us. Have a great week.
Thank you.